and you are listening to the Texas Standard. What is the cause of Alzheimer's disease? It's the most common type of dementia, and officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say as many as 5 million Americans were living with it in 2014. There's been a lot of research on Alzheimer's, but no simple explanation for it, obviously. Well, James Truchard wants to change that. He's an Austinite and the former president, chairman, co-founder, and CEO of National Instruments. He's just given $5 million to the UT San Antonio College of Sciences to be used as prize money in hopes of incentivizing an explanation for Alzheimer's. Dr. Truchard joins us for today's Spotlight on Health. Thanks for your time. We appreciate you joining us on the Texas Standard.
You're welcome.
I understand this research is rather personal to you. Why did you want to invest in explaining Alzheimer's?
My first wife passed away from an aneurysm with a decline in mental health over an 18-year period, and her ending the last 5 years was very much like Alzheimer's. So, and we know that Alzheimer's is a tremendous challenge for the caregivers, the spouses, and a disease which we've made no progress in the last 111 years, so we need to move the needle, and I'm hoping to find somebody who can give us a better starting point in understanding Alzheimer's, and hopefully with that understanding, we can make progress on treatments for it.
Now, just to be clear, you're not expecting scientists to do more experiments. You're actually asking them to synthesize what's already out there on Alzheimer's. Why?
Well, we have 130,000 papers that have been published, and each one is working on a very narrow aspect of the brain and its science. And what we need is somebody who can aggregate this information, just like someone like Einstein did in creating the theory of general relativity, or Darwin did in looking at evolution.
I see. That would seem to me to suggest that perhaps you think that there is a sort of basic explanation for Alzheimer's, or perhaps that there is an underlying principle that needs to be explored.
Exactly. And it probably needs aggregation. We have to look at a big picture as well as the very fine details that have been studied for the last 111 years.
You know, what strikes me about this is that when you think about the way that the academy approaches some of these problems, it's often, you know, you're working toward making that small discovery that is worthy of publication in one of the research journals, for example.
Exactly.
And I wonder if you sort of spotted something in the private sector that you felt like was missing in that process.
In the private sector, you have a fundamental reason to get to the bottom line. Here, it may be very difficult to publish an explanation that doesn't involve new original research. So whereas as a business, you don't worry about whether it's original or not. You just worry about whether you can make money.
Mm-hmm.
And so you take a more pragmatic approach, and hopefully that's what we'll do in this prize as well.
These prizes seem huge. $2 million for the grand prize winner. You think that's going to attract top talent? And how long you think it might be before you're giving away that prize money?
Basically, we're looking at a two-year time frame. Start taking applications in February. We're hoping we can find some genius somewhere that can do like Einstein did and come up with the right answer. They may be famous. They may be somebody we've never heard of before. There are no rules on that.
Dr. James Truchard started the Oscar Fisher Project in search of a focus for studying Alzheimer's. He co-founded National Instruments and served as its president, CEO, and chairman for many years. Dr. Truchard, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
You're welcome. Appreciate the opportunity.